USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
She says they know of 100,000 apprehensions of illegal immigrants that took place just last month at the southern border, but the head of Homeland Security says it's not known how many other illegal immigrants came in unnoticed.
We do not know, no. And part of that, think about it, part of it is because we do not have the wall that the president continues to advocate for, we cannot in every circumstance tell you who is crossing the border.
Speaking there on Fox News last night, Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen compared the Homeland Security situation to a Category 5 hurricane. Chicago's next mayor will be that city's first black woman mayor and its first openly gay mayor as well. Former federal prosecutor Lori Lightfoot defeating Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle last night to win the mayor's race. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago. Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
At a campaign rally last night, President Trump continues his recent theme of saying that the GOP will become known as the party of health care.
If we stay away from that subject, we're going to lose. We're going to lose. We can't stay away. It's too important. It's too important because the Democrats, you know what? We have the border. We have, if you look at it, we have the immigration, but we have a lot. We have the crime. We have the police. We have the military. We have so much. They have health care right now. We have to take that away from it.
Trump was speaking at the Republican Congressional Committee dinner. House Democrats causing unnecessary trouble over security clearances, according to White House Press Chief Sarah Sanders. Dems demanding information about security clearances after some allegations were made by a White House whistleblower. Sanders says the White House is working with the House Oversight Committee to answer all of its questions. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
The Florida man who admitted to sending 16 explosive devices to critics of President Trump claims in a letter he never meant to hurt anyone. Cesar Sayoc sending the letter to the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. He writes that he wanted to intimidate and scare people, but he didn't think those pipe bombs would work. No one was injured. He says he considered them decoy devices. Chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party is facing charges that he and a leading donor tried to bribe the state's insurance commissioner using campaign funds. Prosecutors accuse Robin Haynes of bribery and conspiracy to commit wire fraud and making false statements. Three others also indicted, including Greg Lindberg, the chairman of an investment firm and one of the party's top donors. Lawyers for the two men say they deny the allegations. The insurance commission claims Lindberg offered to make millions of dollars in campaign contributions in exchange for ousting a regulator that's been overseeing his company. And a Chinese woman's facing serious legal problems after reportedly trying to get into Mar-a-Lago in Florida when President Trump was there over the weekend. The woman was arrested for giving false information to try to get into the resort. The report says she was carrying four cell phones, a laptop computer, and an external hard drive. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.